Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So teenagers who play sports and take part in other extracurricular activities are much less likely to use cocaine or ecstasy. Now, this is according to a new Irish study that looked into the lifestyles of 5,000 Irish 15 and 16-year-olds. For more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Peter Barrett, who's consultant in public health medicine with University College Cork and the Department of Public Health with the HSE South West. Dr. Barrett, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks very much, Claire.
This is a really stark finding, a worrying one. You might just tell us what you learned.
Yeah, so we analysed data, as you said, on about 5,000 teenagers in the west of Ireland. And these were 15 and 16-year-olds looking, I suppose, at a range of factors that might be linked to their use of an array of substances, including stimulant drugs like cocaine and ecstasy. We used a prevention model called Planet Youth to try and understand what factors in their home environment or in their leisure time might be contributing to their use of these drugs. And I suppose we did this because we know that teenagers in Ireland are more inclined to use cocaine and ecstasy than other teenagers around Europe. We've had the second highest rate of cocaine use in Europe in recent years. And we also know that the earlier you start using these drugs, the higher your risk is of developing physical health problems, mental health disorders, and issues with addiction. So really the purpose of this research was to try and prevent substance use, or if we can't prevent it entirely, we need to delay the initiation to reduce the harms linked to it.
Okay, so the first problem you've identified then, or that is known, is that we have very high cocaine use, or far higher than in other European countries, apart from one other on the list. Do we know why that is?
I think that it's probably linked to increased availability of these substances in the first instance. And certainly there's more data showing that the public perception of risk when it comes to cocaine is lower than it used to be. You know, in our study, what we found was that about 3.5% of teenagers by age 15 or 16 had already used cocaine once, and almost 3% had used ecstasy. And while those figures mightn't sound staggering to begin with, that is roughly the equivalent of one student in every class by the time they're sitting their junior cert. And we know that as teenagers get into the later stages of adolescence and young adulthood, those figures climb and climb. So it's not a great starting point.
Yeah. And then so coming to your own research then, if there is lots of leisure time with nothing to do, the chances of a teenager at the age of 15 or 16 using cocaine or ecstasy, the risk goes up.
Yeah, very much. So I suppose what we found was that in this large study, teenagers who were involved in sports on a regular basis were strongly protected against cocaine and ecstasy use. They had about 50% lower risk compared with students who maybe weren't ever involved in sports. But we also got some very strong indications that providing any structure to your free time was protective. So if you had a teenager who was involved in, let's say, art or music or dance or theatre, that was all protective as well. So what that's showing us is that if you have teenagers with a lot of unstructured free time, they are the teenagers who are more likely to be starting to use drugs at a very early stage. And while that mightn't sound overly surprising, it is really important that we have evidence of this in the Irish context, because it does inform any preventive interventions that we try to advocate for. And I suppose one of the interventions that we're suggesting needs more consideration in Ireland is this idea of a subsidised leisure card or recreation card, which has been used in other international jurisdictions.
And how does that work?
So, for example, if you look at Iceland, every child or teenager would receive a subsidised recreation card. It's on a use it or lose it basis. It's worth about €500 a year, and it can only be used towards structured, registered extracurricular activities. But what it has done in Iceland and in other places internationally is, I suppose, widened the array of extracurricular options for teenagers. So a wider array of sports, a wider array of arts, music, dance, drama options available in your local community. And I suppose it breaks down some of those financial and geographical barriers to accessing extracurriculars and just puts more structure on a teenager's free time if they take it up.
Right, so that's one side of it then, if you have access to those. But there's another part to this as well. So it's the parents who have their eye on the ball, they're setting rules, they know where their children are. That child's going to have a better chance of staying away from cocaine and ecstasy if their parents are watching them.
Yeah, so I suppose as you say there, we did look at the home environment and any factors there that might be contributing to drug use. And we did find that teenagers whose parents were setting fewer rules inside or outside of the home, or teenagers whose parents were less involved in monitoring or supervising their behavior, they were the teenagers who were initiating their drug use by 15 or 16. So it's things as simple as knowing who your teenager is with in the evenings and where they are in the evenings. So one of the findings that we found from the data was that teenagers who are regularly spending time outside unsupervised, let's say after midnight, they were 6 times more likely to have used cocaine or ecstasy by age 15 and 16. So these are, you know, in a way it's almost common sense, but it's just providing very strong evidence that in the Irish context, if there are clear boundaries, ideally with open dialogue with the teenager around what they can and can't do, that is very protective, as well as providing structure on their free time.
Yeah, so keeping an eye on them and keeping them busy, simply.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I suppose what we've seen in previous Irish studies is that, you know, a lot of teenagers spend a lot of time hanging around or increasingly spending time on their phone. And what we're suggesting is that if we can look to what has worked in other jurisdictions, like subsidizing a recreation card, widening and diversifying the options for extracurricular activities for teenagers and keeping them busy, as you say, that is strongly protective against substance use. And, you know, they're at a very vulnerable age. They're susceptible to peer pressure. You know, a behavior that you take on at age 15 can have a lasting impact for many years into adulthood. So we do really need to try and maximize our preventive efforts here.
It's a fascinating study with really interesting suggestions as to how to mitigate against it, Peter. Thanks for telling us about it. Dr. Peter Barrett, consultant in public health medicine with University College Cork and also with the Department of Public Health with HSE South West. Now, coming up, what does the summer weather we've just had tell us about climate change? Well, expert John Sweeney will explain.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.